The Iraq story is the lead today, but there are many other things going on, some of which used to lead the news just weeks ago. So we thought we'd update you on a few of those stories.
The allegations of secret CIA terrorist prisons in Eastern Europe, developments there. The Iraq election last month, what about the results? And remember a woman in France who got her face transplanted.
And this, a huge story a few months ago, the grand jury investigation of the White House leak of the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame. On the ABC News politics website, The Note, we saw this item. The grand jury looking into the CIA leak was meeting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. But what's going on, and what about the role of Mr. Bush's top political agent, Karl Rove?
So there are questions on this story, and here with answers, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, where are we?
Well, let's start by looking ahead. Louis Libby, he's the former chief of staff to the vice president, former top aide to the president, the only person indicted so far in this case. He'll be in court February 3rd. There is a court date scheduled. It's a status conference. Lawyers will report to the judge. We could get a trial date at that point.
Now, this grand jury that is meeting this week, this is a new grand jury under the prosecutor, Mr. Fitzgerald.
It is. The last one expired in October, about the time that Libby was indicted. There was a sense then that if Fitzgerald had lingering questions, things he wanted to bring to the grand jury, specifically about Karl Rove, it's an open investigation still regarding the question of whether Rove has done anything illegal in his contacts with reporters. But there was the sense that Fitzgerald could just borrow another grand jury that was already sitting on another case. But he, in November, impaneled his own new grand jury, which indicates that he has a lot of work still to do, a lot of questions that still remain unanswered. And that can't be good news to Karl Rove, who remains in legal jeopardy here.
2 years this investigation has already been underway. Any sense on your part or talk in Washington about a conclusion?
When the Libby indictment was announced, there was a sense that Fitzgerald just had a few things to clean up yet and that it would just be a matter of months before he finished it up. But again, with this new grand jury and lingering questions, we really can't say. We just do not know. Mr. Fitzgerald is not leaking.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House with an update on this investigation. Thanks, Don.
It's a pleasure.
And here's another story, not so much about an update, but about the lack of one. No results yet in Iraq's parliamentary elections.
Those elections, they were a month ago, Madeline, December 15th. Here's a clip of President Bush praising the Iraqis for braving violence and going to the polls.
The turnout in that country was 70%. Part of our strategy for defeating the enemy in Iraq is for there to be a viable political process. And when 70% of the people show up to vote, that's a good sign.
Thousands of complaints about those elections have been filed, ranging from ballot box stuffing to multiple voting to campaigning inside polling places. The Independent Electoral Commission of Iraq has investigated those allegations. Today, an international team led by Canada concluded there were many instances of fraud, but it did not question the election's overall integrity.
So, when will we know the outcome? The Electoral Commission says it may announce results as early as tomorrow, but we've heard that before.
I was also interested in some new developments this week in the secret prisons story.
These are the allegations the CIA had secret prisons in Europe and other places where high-level terrorist suspects were held and possibly tortured, reported by the Washington Post.
That's right. And there are two parts to this story. One, the allegations of extraordinary rendition, that detainees were taken to countries who torture suspects and were flown there through European airspace. Second, there's the controversy about whether the CIA had secret prisons in places like Poland and Romania to house those suspects. European leaders said they were outraged and would launch an investigation, but we haven't heard much since. So we called up Stephen Castle in Brussels for the latest. He's reporting on this story for the British newspaper The Independent.
Well, in fact, there are two separate investigations. One has been conducted by the Council of Europe, which is Europe's main human rights watchdog. It represents 46 countries. And their investigator is going to produce his preliminary findings next Tuesday. A separate inquiry has just been launched by the European Parliament, and they are going to report in about 4 months' time.
And specifically, what will they be investigating?
Well, there are two main issues. The first issue is whether or not there were specific covert prisons on European soil. The second is whether suspects were transported illegally through European airspace to face interrogation in any of these centres.
Now, tell us a bit about a scandal that seems to be brewing in London over a secret memo that was leaked that indicated that Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair may have known about these extraordinary renditions.
This has prompted calls for more investigation and for a statement from Tony Blair to make exactly clear what he knew and when. I think this is an example of the fact that this issue simply, in most European countries, simply won't go away.
Stephen Castle in Brussels, reporting for the British newspaper The Independent. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, updating the fate of the French woman who received a face transplant nearly 2 months ago.
Her name is Isabelle Dinoir, and when she was mauled by her own dog, a surgical team gave her a new nose, chin, and lips. And this week, her doctors made a scientific presentation about her case.
That's normal after groundbreaking surgery, but in this case, Ms. Dinoir's doctors were also defending themselves, charges that they cut ethical corners and rushed the surgery.
Then there was applause after the doctor's report. Also present was Dr. Joseph Murray, who won a Nobel Prize for the first organ transplant ever.
Never in our wildest dreams did we think 50 years ago that we would ever see organ transplantation become common or accepted so readily.
So, Ms. Dinoir's doctors expect it will take 6 months for her to reappropriate her face. That's the term that they use. But they did say at this conference she's going out in public now. She can be seen. And her doctors say they are contemplating 5 more of these transplants.
And, Alex, one final detail we just couldn't ignore. Ms. Dinoir is using her new lips to take up smoking again.
Ah, the French.